Hello. Today we have 16-year-old Ella McHugh here, who runs a business selling upcycled products, which is a bit like recycling, but rather than throwing things away, you make something old or used into a new object, often one of higher value. Ella, what gave you the idea for the business?
My dad told me about someone who'd invented a way to use plastic bottles as a sort of light bulb in places where people don't have electricity, and I thought that was really clever. So I started thinking about what materials I had around me that I could try and make into something useful.
And what was the first product that you made?
A bag out of old jeans. I also made a lamp using an old bottle.
What did people think of the first products you made?
People weren't keen on the lamp, but they were positive about the bag and said I should make some more using other old clothes and try and sell them.
And how long ago did you start the business?
Well, I started making the bags around this time last year, but I didn't sell many. I needed to set up a website to be able to sell stuff, and it took me a few months to learn how to do that. So I'd say it was when it went online, about 6 months ago, that the business started properly.
And do you have any help making all the products that you sell?
I didn't at the beginning and managed it alone for the first few months. But about a month ago, I asked a couple of friends if they wanted to help me. It's just too much work now for one person.
How do you feel about working with other people?
I'm really happy about it, because although I'm the one who's in charge of the business, I'm not the only one responsible for having ideas and being creative, so it's less stressful for me.
And what do your parents think about you running a business?
At first, they were worried that it would take up all my time and that I wouldn't do my homework and that my marks would go down. But they've seen that this hasn't happened, and in fact, they think it's good that I'm learning about business and design, subjects that I don't do at school.
Thank you, Ella.